Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump will campaign in Manchester, New Hampshire tonight, ahead of tomorrow's presidential primary, the first in the nation, primary balloting. His first appearance in that state will be tonight at a rally. He lost New Hampshire to Hillary Clinton by 2,700 votes in 2016. Before the president heads to New Hampshire later today, he will unveil his spending blueprint, which reportedly includes big cuts to foreign aid and social safety net programs like food stamps and housing assistance and Medicaid, while it increases the budget for the military. The Korean drama Parasite, the big winner at the Academy Awards, taking home four Oscars, including Best Picture, and Best Director. Here is Bong Joon-ho accepting that award.
I'm ready to drink tonight. So.
And this is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830, 877-439-8830. AccuQuote, call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Tomorrow's the New Hampshire primaries, and Pete Buttigieg is up at the top of the stack in most polls, along with Bernie Sanders, who accused Buttigieg of taking money from big money donors. Buttigieg replies here,
I welcome that support, no matter how they voted in the past, no matter if they've got a lot of money or not. I want their help because, let me tell you, Donald Trump and his allies right now are doing everything they can to hold on to power. They just raised $25 million in a day.
Buttigieg was speaking on CBS's Face the Nation. They're looking into the cause of death of a Navy midshipman after he took a physical readiness exam at the United States Naval Academy. He's identified as 21-year-old Duke Carrillo of Flower Mound, Texas. Official reports say he was running the 1.5-mile portion of the Navy's physical readiness test when yesterday he collapsed and later died at a nearby hospital. And this is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The first film produced by President Barack Obama and former First Lady Michelle Obama, the winner of the Academy Award for Best Documentary, American Factory, telling the story of an abandoned General Motors plant in Ohio that was reopened by a Chinese billionaire. The film, streamed on Netflix, shows how optimism when the huge plant reopened turned to disillusionment and anger as the Chinese management imposed strict, exhausting demands on the workers and fired those who didn't comply. The solar orbiter is on its way to the sun. Yeah, a joint research project of NASA and the European Space Agency lifted off from Cape Canaveral late last night. The $1.65 billion mission aiming to give scientists a better understanding of what drives the sun's dynamic behavior. The star at the center of our solar system does occasionally blast out billions of tons of matter and magnetic fields that can interfere with satellite electronics and radio communications, and in extreme events, it can even disrupt power grids, so they're hoping to learn more about this phenomenon. And Microsoft's co-founder Bill Gates ordering the world's first liquid hydrogen-powered super yacht. He'll pay $644 million to have it built. The five-deck vessel will be more than 360 feet long, called Aqua. It's expected to set sail by 2024. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome, America. Good to have you with us. Bill Martinez here as we come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on this incredible network of over 320 stations and markets across the country. Stephen Strang is back with us, the author of the book, God, Trump, and the 2020 Election, Why He Must Win and What's at Stake for Christians if He Loses. Steve, welcome to the show, first of all, and congratulations on the book, which is just released, and, you know, it is definitely gaining traction.
Well, thank you. It's always great to be with you. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, Stephen, as we have announced before in the introduction, the CEO of Charisma Media and the founder of Charisma Magazine, got Trump in the 2020 election. Why the book, Stephen?
Well, because of what's at stake. I mean, our country's going in the wrong direction, and you know, something had to change, and I believe that God raised up Donald Trump in 2016. Nobody thought that he would win. However, there were several Christian prophets who are very sensitive spiritually and felt that God was telling them that Donald Trump would win, and of course he did. So that was the story of my first book, God and Donald Trump. This one is looking forward to the election and saying there's some very important issues. Christians cannot be passive because, if anything, Donald Trump is a disruptor. He's disrupted the status quo, and a lot of these things that were kind of under the surface have come to the surface. We see this in all the stuff with the impeachment, with all these different inquiries. You know, they throw something at him every single day. Mike Huckabee said that any other president would be in the fetal position in the Oval Office, and I agree with him. Mm-hmm. But these people are going to come after us if he loses. Mm-hmm. And not only will we lose the good appointments to the judiciary in the future, but I think they'll back off with Israel. You know, a lot of things that are important to Christians, but also some of these laws that have been proposed. In fact, I write in God, Trump, in the 2020 election about the Equality Act. It has such a nice sounding name, but basically it's saying that if you don't agree with the LGBT agenda, that is hate speech, and you can and will be prosecuted. You know, it's happened in Canada. It could happen here. That's why Christians have to vote for Donald Trump. But really, the gist of the book is the spiritual perspective of kind of where our country is spiritually and what God is doing and how in the world could God use somebody as imperfect as Donald Trump. Well, there's a whole chapter on how God uses imperfect leaders. So I write about what's at stake. Then I write about what Donald Trump is really like. He's really a nice guy when you get to know him. People who know him well say that. And there's some kind of stuff you've never read before, some kind of, you know, insider type of information. And then I write about the spiritual dimension and how the absolute hatred of Donald Trump, people hate him. I believe that that is spiritual. It's demonic. You know, we Christians call that spiritual warfare, and there's enormous spiritual warfare, not only over Donald Trump, but against our entire country, against each of us. And Donald Trump is kind of like a lightning rod. So the same people who don't like Christians or people who espouse Christian values or even conservatives in general, they hate him. But really, it's in place of hating us. He won't be around forever, and these issues we're going to have to contend with, you know, for generations probably.
Without a doubt.
But at least he's given us a reprieve, I think. I think God has given us a reprieve in the person of Donald Trump, who is so tough, who is such a strong leader, and who has really become our champion, even though, you know, he's, you know, he didn't really come up out of the Christian community like someone like, you know, Pat Robertson back in the day, or even Governor Huckabee and a number of others who are very good Christians. I was supportive of Ted Cruz originally. He's a strong Christian.
Right.
But he's not nearly as strong as Donald Trump.
Yeah. Well, you know, as you say, God has used many people that you wouldn't think could pass the test. I mean, hey, there was a king that killed a friend to get his wife. I mean, the stories abound in the Bible. God used a donkey. You know, but clearly this is a spiritual issue, Stephen. I agree with you that, and what I have seen with Donald Trump is the mantle of the prophet is upon this president. And as we know, historically, prophets have a tough time, you know, because they do disrupt the status quo. And really, you know, I think the direction, the trajectory that God's people and his country was heading was antithetical to God's purposes. And he, as he said he would, he rose up Donald Trump for a time such as this to give us another chance. So it's up to us how we respond.
I agree. And it's interesting to me that there's a group of evangelicals that call themselves Never Trumpers. Now, it's not a very big percentage, because 80% of the Bible-believing evangelicals voted for Trump, really, not because he's perfect, but because how bad the other side is.
Exactly.
You know, I say to these Never Trumpers, if you don't like Trump, and, you know, in politics, you know, there's usually somebody you don't like because you vote for someone else. But who's the alternative?
Exactly.
Harry Truman is not running this time.
Right.
You know.
Well, you're going to vote. You're going to vote for. You're going to vote for someone that supports the infanticide of our unborn children and the sale of baby parts versus this president that has been the most pro-life president in the modern era.
Yeah, or someone who's going to put a non-binary person on the cabinet. Now, first of all, most of us barely know what a non-binary person is,
right.
But it's somebody who identifies as neither male nor female. But how is that a qualification to be on the cabinet? It isn't, of course, but it's just putting ahead an agenda that is becoming more and more radicalized. I never thought I'd live to see the day where drag queens read storybooks in libraries.
Exactly.
And,
to young kids.
You know, and somehow this is supposed to be the way it is, and when we speak up, they call us a bunch of bigots. No, we're trying to believe and act on what the Bible does. It's like Robert Jefferson. He wasn't voting for the perfect Christian. He was voting for someone who would defend his right to be a Christian. I believe that that's who Donald Trump is. However, having said that, Donald Trump told a group of ministers he wants to be remembered as a president who prays more than any other. So I think that there's probably a private side to him that we really don't know. And, you know, I try to bring some of these things out in the book. He really changed 10 or 15 years ago. He started watching Christian television. You know, I document this in the book. I think something changed in him. He's tender toward the things of the Lord.
Okay.
He likes people praying for him. There's lots and lots of videos on YouTube of a group of gathering around him, Christian leaders. Usually they're kind of out of the charismatic Pentecostal community because they have their hand on a shoulder, which is kind of our way of praying, and a hand in the air, and, you know, praying for wisdom and all that kind of stuff. Listen, I'm not aware of any of the other presidents, even the Republicans, being prayed for like that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I've been in lots of meetings with presidents over the years. I've met four, and I don't even remember there being prayers prayed. But Trump seems to like this. There is a spiritual aspect to him, and I don't understand why they pick at all the stuff. I mean, why didn't people do this with Nixon or Carter or Reagan? You know, they just pick at him and play up things that happened years ago, or they criticize his tweets. Now, there's a couple of times he's tweeted about football coaches, and I thought, you know, does he really need to? But, I mean, right. There's nothing wrong with that. And, frankly, I enjoy most of his tweets.
Exactly.
And that he's a strong leader. He's doing
with, without a doubt. Steve, we got to go to quick break. More from Stephen Strang after this. Stay with us.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Minutes after
After the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Our conversation with Stephen Strang continues. Stephen, the CEO of Charisma Media and founder of Charisma Magazine, author of the new book, God, Trump, and the 2020 election. As you were saying, Stephen, we have a leader, a true CEO in the White House, a CEO who understands business, and this is why our GDP, our economy, unemployment has turned around so dramatically. My encouragement, in fact, I had a conversation with the Secretary of the Interior last week in Las Vegas, and I said, my message, if you can take to the president, is this, is he focused so much on jobs, because my understanding was that was one of the first questions he would ask those in the cabinet and those that would come into the White House. How are we doing on jobs? How are we doing on jobs? And look what's happened because of that focus. Unemployment, all-time low, 7 million jobs just waiting to be filled. It's just been phenomenal what this president has done. But I said the next goal after the 2020 election and for the last 4 years, I'd like to hear him say, how are we doing with the deficit? How are we doing with the deficit? Because I think if he focuses,
100%. But apparently he has some kind of strategy, and he's been doing such a good job, I'm willing to give him the benefit of the doubt. But one of my staff has relatives in Canada, and they were just telling us today that the Canadians are just amazed at how much this new U.S.-Mexico-Canada deal to improve the economy. And they're saying, we wish we had someone up here in Canada like Donald Trump. He's a very strong leader. Look at what he negotiated with China. Or look how he's getting our allies to pay part of their fair share.
Exactly. How he handled Iran. Yeah. They said, he's going to ignite another world war. I mean, we're up to, according to the Democrats, the mainstream media, I think Donald Trump has almost ignited 7 world wars in the last 3 years.
Now it's passé, and they don't even mention it on the news anymore. He spoke just very recently in person to the March for Life. No other president has done that. He has this peace plan that he's proposed in the last day or two for Israel, which is actually one of his biggest goals. You talked about how he's gotten jobs and all that. Under Obama, they were telling us we had to get used to very, very sluggish growth. This
exactly.
is normal.
1.8 GDP. Yeah, exactly.
Yes, right. He made fun of Trump during the campaign. Says, why does he have a magic wand? Well, I don't believe in magic wands, but it sure looks like he has one. I hope when people read my book, especially Christian people, because this is written to Christian people from a Christian perspective to try to get a feel for what God is doing, because a lot of people are confused. If you listen to the mainstream media very much, after a while, you're just confused by it. Maybe some of this stuff is true, but they're lying. They're outright lying again and again and again, and Trump comes through it. I frankly think there's some kind of supernatural hedge of protection around this.
Oh, without a doubt. Without
and
a doubt.
God has a plan for him and has raised him up to help us, and I just hope that conservatives and Christians will support him and not be intimidated by these never Trumpers, kind of the evangelical left, so to speak.
Yes.
The media is playing it up because they're so glad to hear an evangelical badmouth the president. And he's not perfect, but neither are you, neither am I. Nobody's perfect. And we have to see clearly the issues and also to see his accomplishments, because the Bible says, by your fruit you shall know them. And he sure has a lot of what I consider to be very, very good fruit.
Well, what Donald Trump has done is taken us back to core principles that our founding fathers got a grasp of by revelation, no doubt. I mean, how do you come up with the U.S. Constitution, Declaration of Independence, that enumerates rights and freedoms that are God-given but for the hand of God? And so Donald Trump, in faith, said, we're going to go back to core principles. We're going to make America great again, because that was God's purpose for America. And as he's been consistent in doing that, we've been blessed. And what have we done? We've blessed Israel. I mean, he almost, speaking of starting another world war, there was going to be another world war when he declared that Jerusalem was going to be the acknowledged capital of Israel, and that we were going to move our embassy there. Remember?
Oh, I remember that. You know, the Bible says that God will bless those who bless Israel, and I believe a lot of the blessing our country has enjoyed has been because of that. And also, America has been a light to the world. Even our massive foreign aid is a result of Christian principles that we should help the poor and be a giving nation. I mean, it's become secularized, of course, but there's so much about our country that is based on Judeo-Christian values that really go all the way back to the Pilgrims, you know, where there was a covenant with God. It also happened at Jamestown to a lesser extent. It happened down here in Florida where the Spanish and French landed. You know, this land was dedicated to God, and God has raised up this nation, and there are people that would just like to almost beat it back into the Stone Age. I mean, some of the left are saying, take away fossil fuels. What are we going to do, go on horse and buggy again?
Right,
while the rest of the world has airplanes and cars? Of course not. I mean, you know, it's idiocy that they would even propose this kind of stuff. And of course the news media kind of goes along with a lot of it. Now I don't think that's ever going to happen, but you know, really what they're trying to do is get in some form of socialism. I didn't think I'd live long enough to see this. And so what do we have? We have Donald Trump, who some tweets turn people off, or you know, there are other things they don't like about him. I think they're minor. The Bible talks about straining at gnats and swallowing camels, and I think that that's what a lot of Christians do. Other Christians are just kind of passive. They sit by the sideline. They think politics is dirty. They don't think anybody pays any attention to them. They want to kind of stay out of it. That is the wrong strategy. We are in a war. We are in a war for our future. And we need to win it now instead of letting it get worse and worse and worse and then finally trying to win it, because then we may be on a point of no return.
Exactly. Well, this is why we are where we are today in the 21st century America, because we allowed the elites to take over. And really, this is all about control. And as you said earlier, Stephen, this is a spiritual battle, because what the Democrats, and I lay it at their doorstep, because they're leading the way along with the mainstream media and these other antithetical forces, they are telling the body politic, we have your new God. You know, that old God, he's gone. He's not paying attention to you. We have the new God. And that new God is, his governance is through socialism. And it's through the bureaucracy of a big government controlling your life. The idea of freedom and life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that's all a pipe dream. That's meaningless. But your new God is what we have to serve. And, here we are. I mean, Isaiah warned us that, the day would come, and it's here, where good would be sour, you know, said to be sour, sour would be good, evil, good, good, evil. I mean, we're in an upside down world, and it takes people. Every time, you know, any time a culture approximates where we are right now, it has been people of faith who have taken a stand for truth and have pursued it passionately that have been able to right the ship. And I think this is the opportunity for people of faith, and this is why your book is so important right now, Stephen. I'm so grateful that you wrote it.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, and I agree with you 100%. And I have a chapter in Guy Trump in the 2020 election called Compromise in the Church, and say, really, if you're looking at it spiritually, it has been the church that's really dropped the ball, let a lot of these things happen. We could have risen up, and in fact, I think now a lot of people are finally rising up. Mm-hmm. My book is a call for the church to wake up. Donald Trump is the one that God has sent us now. There's an election right in front of us. It kind of doesn't matter to me who the other side puts up. They're going to be equally bad, and there's going to be a distinct shift. I personally think he's going to win, but I have a whole chapter in the book called How He Might Lose, and there are some very evil forces at work, including the communist Chinese. I document how they're funding some of these left-wing things, and they flipped Virginia from red to blue, and they're wanting to do it in other states.
God, Trump, and the 2020 election. The book will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com, available at all the usual places. He's the CEO of Charisma Media, founder of Charisma Magazine, and, of course, best-selling author Stephen Strang right here on Bill Martinez Live. Stephen, thank you so much for being with us. God bless. You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump will campaign in Manchester, New Hampshire tonight, ahead of tomorrow's presidential primary, the first in the nation primary balloting. His first appearance in that state will be tonight at a rally. He lost New Hampshire to Hillary Clinton by 2,700 votes in 2016. Before the president heads to New Hampshire later today, he will unveil his spending blueprint, which reportedly includes big cuts to foreign aid and social safety net programs like food stamps and housing assistance and Medicaid, while it increases the budget for the military. The Korean drama Parasite, the big winner at the Academy Awards, taking home 4 Oscars, including Best Picture, and Best Director. Here's Bong Joon-ho accepting that award.
I'm ready to drink tonight. So.
And this is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't worry. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
And just like that, we're back with you. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. I am Bill Martinez, and we've got lots to share with you. You know, February is Heart Health Awareness Month. Are you aware of that? 1 in every 120 babies in the U.S., for example, is born with heart disease. And the birth of a child, as you know, is a joyous occasion for an entire family. But for the families of more than 40,000 American babies born each year with congenital heart disease, it also brings fear and uncertainty, as you can imagine. There are multiple types of congenital heart disease. And for those parents whose children do have a heart condition, they may not be fully aware of the various treatment options. For example, cardiac catheterization is a procedure that can be used to both diagnose and treat many heart conditions. It is a highly specialized procedure that requires the expertise of a skilled and experienced team. In CHOP's Cardiac Catheterization Laboratory, a team of dedicated specialists performs more than 1,400 cardiac catheterization procedures each year on newborns, infants, children, and young adults. Here to tell us more about it is Dr. Jonathan Chan. He's the chief of cardiothoracic surgery. Boy, that is a mouthful, especially this early in the morning, Dr. Chan. That's what you do, and we're grateful for it. He's there at the Cardiac Center at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Welcome to the show, Dr. Chan. Good to have you with us.
Thanks very much. Good morning to you.
Yes, okay. So help us understand how many babies each year are born. I think I gave you a rough number with congenital heart disease. And do we know why?
Wow, that's the second is a very good question. I think about it as being about one in 120 or so. That amounts to about 40,000 babies born with congenital heart disease every year. We presume that this is genetic in the sense that, you know, blonde hair and blue eyes and, you know, tall or short is genetic. We don't have a full delineation of what those genetic causes are, but we're getting a little closer to that each year.
Mm-hmm. And so how are these heart defects being treated?
It really kind of depends on the defect. So there, of that 40,000, a lot of these babies will not require anything, any intervention over their entire lifetime, meaning they have sort of benign cardiac disease. For other kids, it's a very broad spectrum. Some babies require interventions in the first hours of life, some as infants, some as children, and some we follow, and then they don't need anything until they're older teenagers or adults.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you say in some cases, it seems like there is a spectrum of effect with congenital heart disease. So, you say in some cases, they just, I guess, maybe, do they grow out of it, or is it just something that is there kind of like a low hum in the background?
It's a good question. Some of the kids do grow out of it. Some of the defects will close over time. Sometimes the progression of other, say, valve problems, for example, will sort of mitigate the effects of the problem. But some kids we follow just to kind of get them big enough so that they can have, for example, a valve replacement or a transcatheter therapy so that we can sort of minimize the number of interventions or surgeries that they'll need over their lifetime.
Mm-hmm. Regarding cardiac catheterization, are there different types?
Yes. So there's, broadly speaking, there are diagnostic catheterizations and then there are interventional. And the diagnostic ones are both to show us the anatomy, so sort of a roadmap of what the arteries and veins and the internal chambers of the heart look like.
Mm-hmm.
And then interventions are transcatheter stents that enlarge areas or balloon procedures, as well as these days transcatheter valves, which is really exciting. This is a relatively new therapy. I think you probably heard that Mick Jagger had a transcatheter aortic valve placed.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
These are things that we, the catheterization group here at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, has been a real leader on the vanguard of this. They're the largest enroller to many of the kind of cutting-edge trials of transcatheter pulmonary valves.
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting is that has supplanted the need for repeated operations for our kids, which has been a real advance because they can get these transcatheter procedures.
You know, you listen to a doctor and talks about these procedures as being exciting for the patients and the family, still wearisome. But the idea that we have such advancement in medical care, and particularly as it relates to congenital heart disease, I can appreciate your perspective, Dr. Chan, that it is exciting, I mean, to see the development of these procedures.
Absolutely. I mean, when I was training, which was a million years ago, we probably knew about 15% of these diagnoses prenatally, meaning 85% of the time it was a five-alarm fire in the delivery room trying to figure out what the actual problem with the baby was. These days, that mix is inverted. We probably know about 85% of the time we'll know what the prenatal diagnosis is. And so that has completely changed our management of these babies in the newborn period. Some we can stabilize in the delivery room, and they may or may not need anything thereafter. And some, you know, we need to stabilize and go for a procedure. But that prenatal diagnosis has drastically reduced the complications around the time of birth.
Yeah, I have some personal involvement with this. Our eighth grandson was born with tetralogy of flow, as you are well aware of. And, you know, so I understand. And we're all on pins and needles as we're going through the procedure. But, you know, here we are almost 4 years down the road, and it's like nothing has happened to this young man. I mean, he is traveling Mach 5 speeds. The only thing you notice about him is he's got the infamous heart scar.
Right. And, I mean, that's the ultimate reward, really, for me at least, of pediatric heart surgery as opposed to adult heart surgery, which is that the kids recover so incredibly well, and they will go on to live essentially normal lives, most of these kids, throughout their whole evolution. They're just going to be normal kids. And, you know, our ability to get kids to live their longest, healthiest, best lives is really what the strategy is right now.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I was interested to read that congenital heart disease is approximately 60 times more prevalent than childhood cancer. Well, that's a number.
The most common birth defect is congenital heart disease.
Wow. And as you say, you know, compared to when you first started in medicine and where we are now, I mean, this is quantum, you know, over, what are we talking about, three decades or so, 4 decades?
Yeah, now you're aging me. Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, and I will say one of the things that I find staggering to me is that there's a group here at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia that is exploring, and this is only 6 years into it, an area called lymphatics. And this is what we sort of refer to as a forgotten circulation. It's related to the cardiac circulation. It's something people knew about in the 1700s. But we've never been able to image it well. We've never been able to intervene on it well. And what it, I think, is evolving into is that the lymphatics play a huge role in both the congenital heart world as well as in cancer and heart failure in adults and kids. And I do think when we think about what crazy game changers are going to be, I think the lymphatics program is going to really be a game changer. It's the only kind of its only program of its kind in the world.
Now, Dr. Chen, you know, you're talking about how these kids respond, and I mean, before, where, you know, it was very difficult and the survival rate was low, I mean, it has, you know, just been increasing exponentially here. You say over 85% of babies born in the U.S. with CHD, congenital heart disease, now live at least to the age of 18.
Oh, yeah. The statistic that is amazing is that there are more adults alive today with repaired and unrepaired congenital heart disease than there are babies and children. And that's simply because the survival from these operations, as you're pointing out, has gotten so much better since they were first developed in the, you know, 60s for the most part. And so there's a whole field that is so-called adult congenital heart disease, where there are specialists who train both in adult cardiology and congenital pediatric cardiology, and then their counterparts in surgery and cath and so forth. And that, again, I it's funny to hear you say that it's unusual to imagine this as exciting, but it's exciting.
Yes,
that there
is.
Are specialists who will take care of these patients, because it's complicated. You know, adult congenital heart disease is like a Star Trek chess. You know, it's not just chess. It's chess played across many, many different levels of time and space.
Exactly. Well, we've been visiting with Dr. Jonathan Chen, the Chief of Division of Cardiothoracic Surgery and the Co-Director of the Cardiac Center at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Dr. Chen, I know you're excited about these new interventions, and over the years, as you've watched it up close and personal, I mean, I can appreciate how exciting this can be. I hope you understood that my perspective was as a grandfather, you know, going through this process. And yes, we can high five today with Jackson, and his brother had a minor, minor look-see, and there was issues that we had to deal with him, not to the degree that we had to go through with Jackson, but all are doing well. Where can people go for more information, Dr. Chen?
The best place is probably our website, which is heart.chop.edu, so heart.chop.edu.
Well, Dr. Jonathan Chen right here, thank you. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Okay, thank you.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years, so now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
February is Heart Health Month. Give your heart the attention it deserves with Quantum Nutrition Lab's 3 featured supplements, formulated to support healthy blood pressure, healthy blood sugar, and circulation. Each are buy 2, get the 3rd one free. And be sure to get your free copy of the Biofield Diet. Now is the time to commit to making your heart health a priority year-round. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Bill Martinez.
People hang on his every word, even the prepositions. He could disarm you with his looks or his hands. Either way, he can speak French in Russian. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez live.
And you don't know how difficult it is to stay interesting, let me tell you. We're hard at it. 14 minutes before the top 10. This is why, you know, I surround myself with interesting people like Adam Holtz from Focus on the Family. He takes, he has charge of Plugged In and all those things, and I find him to be very interesting. Adam, how you doing, buddy?
You know, I'm pretty great, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, doing terrific. Well, we saw the Oscars last night.
Yep.
I said, you know, maybe they just can't quite get their brain around Ricky Gervais' warning.
No.
To, hey, stick to your knitting. You're good at acting, you know, going in and off the cuff, trying to be political. It, you know, you leave little doubt as to how much or how little you know about the body politic.
No, that's exactly right. And I was thinking about it. You know, I think lots of people want to maximize the platform they've been given and share mm-hmm. their opinions about things, whether it's, you know, Joe, regular person on Facebook or Instagram or whatever. I don't begrudge that so much as it would be a whole lot more interesting if there was a diversity of perspectives, but because mm-hmm. it's all in total airtight lockstep, and yes, I'm mixing my metaphors there, mm-hmm. With the progressive agenda, it's not very interesting, you
no,
know?
It's not.
I just, the only thing interesting is how far off the wackadoodle, you know, cart is Joaquin Phoenix going to get?
I was going to say between Joaquin, between Joaquin Phoenix and Zellweger, it's like,
Where,
you know, at this point you're going, where's the hook? Because you see, what they fail to realize is they serve at the behest of the consumer.
Yeah.
And you put that all on the line. Hey, look at you, you know, all the beautiful people of Hollywood, you look great. This is your night to shine. You know, I was thinking, you know, for a while there, it's a little bit more decent than the Grammys. The Grammys gets to be a little, you know, in terms of what happens on the red carpet. It should stay hidden on the red carpet.
Right, exactly.
But, you know, for the Oscars, hey, look at it. It's entertainment. It's all the boffo stuff. It's you know, dreams and imaginations and all that good stuff and a celebration of creativity or lack thereof. But nonetheless, you know, and it's like, why do you mess that up? It reminds me in the old days when I was a disc jockey. I served under one of the best program directors of all time. I mean, Chuck Bloor was awesome. And Chuck used to say, look, when you think about the product that you are speaking in between, I mean, it was about $250,000 roughly then of studio product that was put together. And then you're in the middle of it. So what do you want to do? You want to enhance that environment. You don't want to take away from it.
Right.
And so here it is. Last night, you've got millions of dollars invested in showcasing, you know, Hollywood and movies all over the world and everything. And then you get these knuckleheads in the middle for the sake of their own personal desire and agenda, right, and they mess it up.
Yeah, totally. And they're not even consistent. You know, I was looking at some of the things Joaquin Phoenix said. You know, he said, we're talking about the fight against the belief that one people, one race, one gender, one species has the right to dominate, control, use, and exploit another with impunity. And I just stand up and I just want to say, time out. You mean like you guys are doing?
Right.
They're propagating what is essentially a fundamentalist worldview, not a Christian fundamentalist worldview, but holy cow. I mean, it has everything nailed down in terms of what you are supposed to believe and think. And if you don't, we will punish you with impunity. And
exactly.
So Joaquin Phoenix can't even see his own hypocrisy here.
Well, he's still filling it out. I mean, he's like a blind man, you know, I mean, or blindfolded, you know, he's filling life out. He did get the idea of redemption, though. So, I mean, he's got a little bit of the truth there in talking about redemption. Okay. But, you know, then he goes off another place. But, you know, as he stated, you know, he was, you know, he had to deal with being a jerk. And, you know, I guess he assesses himself to be less of a jerk these days. And good for him.
Well, and ultimately, it's our own self-assessment that really matters, right?
Well, in our world. Why not? But I still think that's something. And I'm thinking, gosh, in Hollywood, here's all these people that are on all kinds of hallucinogens and everything, and they're listening to Joaquin Phoenix and Renee Zellweger. They're going, wow.
I mean, at least it was entertaining on that level. And I think that, you know, Parasite being named Best Picture.
Yeah, a bit of a surprise,
I saw that coming.
And no, not at all. Based on the, oh my gosh, I mean, it was almost, you know, it was just slightly reminiscent of La La Land winning. No, not La La Land. We made a mistake. We read the wrong envelope there, right?
Yeah. So, you know, I guess give the Academy credit for doing something creative and unexpected.
Well, they're diverse.
It's a strange movie.
It's a win for diversity. I mean, hey, look how diverse we are, because that's what Hollywood has to be these days. I mean, if nothing else, is like, okay, we're going to save the best for last, and we're going to really hit the diversity button on the, you know, the best movie, right?
Yeah. No, that's exactly right, and I confess that I had that thought, and I wasn't sure I wanted to go there, so I'm glad you did.
Oh. Yeah, let the foolish one go. Go where others dare not to go. I know. No. Hey, look, I'm counting on you to kind of hold me back. But no, I'm sure people thought the same thing. I mean, because it's just what it is. It's kind of like, you know, Lion King. All right, we got a great movie in Lion King. They did a great job. And then all of a sudden, and it was like, no, we got to do Lion King, but we have to do it based on the diversity plan. Well, you know, I got to tell you, honestly, I didn't think the new Lion King was that much, you know, was better. You know, I know it did well in the box office and everything, which really speaks to the hunger of, you know, families wanting to go see, you know, family movies. But I guess there's another reason for,
you know, for Disney to get another bite at the apple there, and okay, fine and well. But I hey, look at, give me the first one. I thought that was so much better. Yeah. It was funnier.
Absolutely.
You know, but it didn't check the diversity box enough, I guess, for Beyonce and others.
I guess not. And, you know, in terms of the box office this weekend, I suppose we should probably talk about that, right?
Oh, is that right? Why not? Let's do that. What's going on?
So the only one thing to talk about, and that was Birds of Prey, mm-hmm. which is Margot Robbie, who, of course, was nominated for an Oscar for her role in Bombshell. But speaking of Bombshell, we can stop with Bomb because that's what this one did. In Birds of Prey, if you're not familiar with it, she plays an anti-hero, you know, hero villainous-ish kind of character named Harley Quinn. And she's pretty engaging. She's pretty unhinged. She says and does crazy things. She was the Joker's girlfriend for a while. And as the movie starts, Joker's dumped her and she's basically blowing things up to deal with her grief. And then Joker sends all of his bad guys after her to kill her. So that's the plot of this, and she recruits a bunch of other female heroes and anti-heroes to sort of fight back. So this is intended as some sort of, if you really squint really hard, female empowerment movie.
I was going to say, feminist unhinged?
Yeah.
No.
Well, you know, those two words were not in the same sentence, but
I'm in trouble again. I'm already in trouble. I might as well just keep on going. I mean, while you got the hashtags out, just keep flying them my way. It's okay.
But it turns out nobody was really interested. They expected it to do about $45 to $50 million this weekend, and it was way off of that. I don't have the numbers right in front of me, but I think
it's like $33 million.
$33 million, I saw it earlier today. And,
right.
Again, I think it begs the question, when Hollywood has an agenda that it wants to ram down people's throats, here, I'll speak plainly now and go out on the limb, a lot of times people aren't interested. And and people also aren't interested in R-rated movies. And what I mean by that is we know that PG and PG-13 movies do better at the box office in general.
Yes.
So here you have this really R-rated movie, and by that I mean a ton of profanity and a ton of violence that, frankly, they could have edited that out and it wouldn't have changed the story one bit.
Right.
It wasn't necessary. It was the textbook case of gratuitous
right.
in that it was completely unnecessary, and it bombed. And so how many times does Hollywood have to sort of learn that lesson?
They don't care to learn the lesson.
No, they don't.
This has been going on for ages. I mean, you know, people have been reporting on this, time and again, including Ted Baer, who has done incredible studies on it to infinitum. And it's like, why are you guys, I mean, you guys are in the business to make money, right? But don't get in the way of my creativity. Well, if the creativity affects the money, well, no. I mean, in some cases, meanwhile, the investors are out there, and I guess they got more money than sense, and they
just keep on investing
in this stuff.
I guess so. But, you know, the good news is, I think, a movie that doesn't have much to offer goes away more quickly because people didn't go to see it.
Well, again, this is why, you know, I said earlier, you serve at the behest of the consumer.
Yeah.
And that's the true test. Does it pass the so what test? And that's what's going on, whether it's the, you know, the awards, we're in award season, and we're going to have to put up with these speeches and that. It's like, look, at, you know, they're going to find out the hard way that, you know, in a polarized society that we're in right now, if you want to jump into the fray, and it's okay if you've got something to say. I mean, because there's been people like Kurt Russell who've addressed this issue, and he's on The View of all places, where a lot of people would be afraid to go on it. But he changed some minds. I mean, even Whoopi was whooping it up a little bit here because he was honest and just laying it out. He wasn't you know, condemning anybody. It was just like, hey, as for me and my house, this is the way we roll.
That's exactly right. Well, Bill, it's always great to talk to you, and we'll be back next week to kick around another movie or two.
Well, also, and then we have to talk about Plugged In's Awards, too, because, you know, we went totally Oscar here, but we got to go and deal with the real awards, and that's Plugged In's 2020 Awards, too.
Yeah, 2019, come to our blog, and you can find all of those.
Okay, you got it. Adam Holtz from PluggedIn.com. Thank you, Adam. Take care. God bless.
You're welcome, Bill.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.